This is the story of the one. As a custodial supervisor at a high school, he knows that during cold and flu season, germs spread fast. It's why he partners with Grainger to stay fully stocked on the products and supplies he needs, from tissues to disinfectants to floor scrubbers. Also that he can help students, staff, and teachers stay healthy and focused. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Welcome back, everyone, to The Dark Forest. A shout-out to my channel members and my patrons. A shout-out to Leslie Johnson, Meg J, and Jared Kaiser for picking up some merchandise and rocking it proudly. Now, let's get spooky. 3 years ago, my father and I were late-night fishing at Lake Martin, Louisiana. We fished there numerous times throughout the years together. My dad owns a small little boat that fits about 4 to 6 people, but it's usually just the two of us whenever he goes out. And we always went during the night. I remember asking him once why, and he said they just bite better at night. I never questioned it. I just enjoyed going fishing with my pop. It's relaxing. Aside from the mosquitoes, it's actually pretty enjoyable. The only thing that always worried me growing up fishing with my dad was the gators. That's always been something that's always terrified me. And his boat is not that large. Hell, some of these gators are longer than his damn boat is. I've always wondered how he got the balls to buy something so small and not have a worry in the world. My dad always told me that the gators would never bother you if you don't mess with them. We're not primarily what it's after for food. But if you do piss one of them off, best be sure they will attack you. And it's not just the gators you gotta worry about out here. It's the snakes. The mosquitoes, like I mentioned before. Some mosquitoes carry diseases. A part of me enjoys the fishing with my dad. But at what risk? Sometimes I wish that we would just leave this state and head somewhere up north that's a little more dry. But my family's been here forever. I don't see that ever happening. At least not them. I plan on leaving Louisiana as soon as I finish college. I have one more year left and I'm out of here. I still haven't decided quite yet what direction I want to go to, but I also have to consider employment. But I have been saving my money for about a year now, so maybe, before the year's end, I'll know exactly what direction I would like to head. It's a big risk. I don't have family anywhere else, but I'm just over this place. They could have the boot. It was some time after 10 p.m. It was completely pitch black outside. We had our lights on the boat, and we had some flashlights as some extras. We had our fishing lines out, and we were just cruising along. We were trying to catch as many largemouth bass as we could. Maybe some white bass, bluegill, whatever we could. But bass is primarily what we go after. Some time goes by. We catch quite a few fish. My dad is never satisfied. He's one of those old marine guys that's very stubborn, and he has a certain number in mind before he wants to put the boat back to shore. Somewhere off on the lake, I won't be able to properly explain it through email, but it was on the western end. That I do remember. We heard this shuffling in the water near the edge, which is nothing out of the ordinary. There's birds out here, fish, gators, you name it. It's complete wildlife out here. And during the night, it's even more frightening. I grabbed the spotlight that was on the boat and shined it in the direction where we heard the shuffling of the water. All we saw was ripples in the water at first, but as I shined it just a little bit more upwards, that's when I caught a glimpse of something I've never seen before. Right then and there, right in the light, I saw. No, let me rephrase this. We saw this large, black, furry wolf, hunched over like it was trying to grab something out of the water. Something big. The sounds of the water splashing and the ripples it made was no regular fish. It may even been a gator. As soon as I shone the light on this furry beast, it looked straight up at us in surprise. The eyes reflected like someone taking a picture of a cat. But its eyes were a reddish color. I've never seen an animal outside of a rat or a bunny rabbit have red eyes. But these eyes were a dark reddish color. And just like that, This beast backed itself up on its four legs, away from the waterline where its attention once was. It bounced up on its back legs, turned around, and ran off into the brush. It freaking ran on its back legs. I'd never seen any type of wolf do that before. It's not even possible. I've seen videos of cute dogs hopping on their back legs trying to mimic their owners. But this is a wild beast. I'm not even sure if what we had seen was a wolf at all at this point. What I saw terrified me. My dad was totally freaked out too. Not as much as I was. My dad's a retired Marine. It takes a lot to spook someone like that. We sat there in the water for countless minutes with the lights shown in that direction, wondering if that thing was going to come back around or not. It never did. We just sat there in that small boat on the water just floating about for about 5, maybe 10 minutes. Eventually, we set our way back towards his truck and got the boat loaded and got the hell out of there with our catches. My dad doesn't like to talk about it, and we've never fished there since. We still go out fishing from time to time together, but we no longer go to that lake. Now I've heard lots of rumors about a dogman and a Rougarou. I don't know what the difference is between them, if there is any, but I know the Rougarou was a big myth out here in Louisiana. Maybe that's what it was, or maybe it was a dogman. I don't know, and I don't care to find out. I hope that you enjoyed this short tale of my encounter, Zach. If you plan on narrating it, just let everybody know. Stay out of the swamps. If it's not a dogman Rougarou, it's a gator. It's just not worth it. I hope you have a good night, and thank you for reading my story.
At KFC, everyday value meets big flavor. That means getting 6 crispy pieces of delicious dark meat drums and thighs, plus 4 biscuits, all for just $10 with our Dine and Dash deal. All that juicy, original recipe chicken for only $10 every day. Now that's finger-licking good. Hurry into KFC and taste the deal we're cooking up. Limited time only. Prices and participation may vary. While supplies last, tax, tip, and fees extra. Not available on third-party ordering platforms.